This morning on Wake Up With Hope, we have a satisfying nachos recipe, music by Neville Peters, a short talk on the Berlin Wall, and a devotional thought.
Stay with us.
Good morning. It's August and it's a nice, hot, but beautiful summer day here in Maryland. How's the weather where you are?
We are so excited to be here this morning and happy for another day of life. How is your day going this morning? Are you anxious for the weekend? Do you have any special plans, any vacation plans for this summer? Write to us on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you, friends. We read your comments.
Please do. We enjoy reading those comments. They're really fun. Mm-hmm. Now, are you ready for a comforting recipe for the weekend? Well, get ready because the Good Food Kitchen is bringing us a delicious nacho recipe later in the program. But first, let's find out what took place on this day in history.
On August 17, 1962, a tragic incident occurred at the Berlin Wall when an East German man named Peter Fechter attempted to cross to the western side. As he tried to climb over the wall, he was shot and left to bleed for almost an hour before receiving medical attention. It was a stark reminder of the immense human cost and suffering caused by the division of Berlin and the oppressive regime of East Germany.
You know, in the book of Genesis, we are reminded that we were created in the image of God. That's found in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. And each life is precious in His sight. Jesus teaches us to love our neighbors as ourselves and to treat others with compassion and respect. The tragedy at the Berlin Wall causes us to reflect on the injustices and the barriers that separate people. However, the most prominent thing that stands out is our great need, not just for freedom, but for spiritual freedom. Just as the Berlin Wall physically restricted people's movement, well, sin can spiritually imprison us. But through Jesus Christ, we are offered liberation from the walls that separate us from God and from one another. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 reminds us that it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Through His sacrifice, we are invited to experience true freedom, breaking down the walls that divide and embracing the love and grace of God.
Amen. Well, who doesn't like comfort food? What about healthy comfort food that is still delicious? Well, the Good Food Kitchen brings us a comforting, healthy, and delicious nacho recipe you're gonna love.
Everyone loves nachos. And I've got for you now a really delicious nacho cheese sauce that does not contain cheese, it contains vegetables, and you won't believe it. And the key to this is actually having really starchy vegetables like potatoes and carrots and beans, putting them together and it creates a really lovely silky smooth sauce. So let's rip into it. First thing what we're going to do is take these starchy vegetables and chop them up and cook them. So we'll just roughly chop these guys, just kind of as small as you can without being too pedantic. So we'll put these guys into a pot. We're also going to add, I've cooked all these vegetables, an onion as well. And this gives a lovely sweetness. This one as well. We're just going to turn on the gas. And we're going to put some boiling water over the top. When you're cooking, if you use boiling water, it just cuts down on your cooking time as well. So before you start cooking, pre-boil the jug and you've got instant boiling water ready to go. It'll save about 5 minutes in the cooking process. So just one big clove of garlic. So that will take around about 15 minutes or until they're really soft. And then we'll come back and add them in to the rest of our mix. So now we want to assemble all the ingredients into a blender. So these I think are done now. Yep, got lots of these lovely carrots, onions, garlic and potato. I'm just going to drain it here and fire this into the blender. I Look at that. Then we're going to be adding some yeast flakes. These are a great way of kind of getting savory cheesiness into vegetarian food is by using yeast flakes. So you can find these at most health stores and supermarkets. Just put a good quarter cup in of that. Cannellini beans or any white bean or lima beans are really good as well. And there's half a teaspoon of salt. And we're going to use some seeded mustard. And seeded mustard just adds a lovely taste, so a lovely tablespoon of that. And tapioca starch, or arrowroot, is really useful as well. And this kind of is a nice thickening agent that you can use. So we're going to add a quarter of a cup of this in there as well. And then we're going to add around about a cup and a half of the mixture from the water. So about a cup and a half. And we're going to blend it all up. And as you can see, we've got this lovely cauldron of beautiful cheesiness. But there's still one step. The tapioca starch has to activate and kind of make it all kind of sticky. So we're going to pour it in a pan. It'll probably take a couple of minutes just to heat up. It just needs to be just boiling or just to bubbling so that the starch activates. While we're doing that, we'll get the rest of the nachos ready. So again, the best way to do nachos is effectively just a plate. And we're going to be adding corn chips. So a good handful of corn chips. And if you can, try and get the corn chips that don't have all the artificial flavours added as well. So try and get natural corn chips. We're going to add some chopped tomatoes, some cherry tomatoes. And nachos wouldn't be nachos without guacamole. So this is the next thing I'm going to make. And so simply get two avocados. And we're going to mash them up. About a tablespoon of lemon juice. Touch of salt, Himalayan salt, always use pink salt where you can. And that guacamole is ready to go, just as simple as that. Look at how wonderful that is, how wonderful. It just smells so cheesy as well, that flake yeast. Just drizzle the cheese sauce around. Don't be scared to be generous. And then the toppings are very important. A sprinkle of cherry tomatoes. You always need a bit of green in every meal, so we'll just do some finely chopped capsicum sprinkled over. And some coarse coriander. Some nice sprinkle that. And there you have a really yummy nacho meal that doesn't have cheese, it's made of vegetables. How healthy and delicious is that? Hope you enjoy eating that at home. Give it a try with your family, I'm sure they will love it.
Well, friends, we have more in store today, but we have to take a quick break. When we return, we have music by Neville Peters. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Wake Up With Hope. Thank you for staying with us.
Jesus has given us the Holy Spirit, the great comforter of truth. Listen now as Neville Peters reminds us of this amazing and blessed truth as he sings, Comforter, Spirit of Truth.
Shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. He shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Comforter, Spirit of truth. Comforter, Spirit of truth. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father shall send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you, all that I said to you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Comforter, Spirit of truth. Comforter, Spirit of truth. He'll be your comforter, Spirit of truth. Comforter, Spirit of truth. John 14:16-18 and verse 26, Spirit of truth.
If you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. And search for us on YouTube as well, and check out our channel and keep up with us there. Coming up, Faith for Today will share a devotional thought. Don't change the channel. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. Thank you for hanging out with us this morning.
Faith for Today joins us now for today's devotional thought as we seek to be filled with the hope and love of Jesus.
S.I. McMillan, in his book, None of These Diseases, tells a story of a young woman who wanted to go to college, but her heart sank when she read the question on the application blank that asked, "Are you a leader?" Being both honest and conscientious, she wrote, "No," and returned the application expecting the worst. To her surprise, she received this reply from the college, "Dear applicant, a study of the application forms reveals that this year our college will have 1,452 new leaders. We are accepting you because we feel it is imperative that they have at least one follower." As many of you know, one of the loneliest things you can ever do is lead. You'll never feel more alone than when you are leading. But I want to share some very assuring news with you today. In your life, you do not have to fight your battles alone. One of the places that we can find this in Scripture is Joshua chapter 5, which reads, "Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, 'Are you for us or for our enemies?' 'Neither,' he replied, 'but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come.' Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, 'What message does my Lord have for his servant? Now, there are times in life that are in such turmoil that we don't even recognize God when he's come into our mess. Joshua has got the war thing down pat. Some of you are the same way. We don't have to motivate you to speak your mind. I don't need to tell you how to be aggressive. Some of you are ready to fight and then find out what you're fighting about. Joshua would go to war in a flash. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. God can use it. You don't need to squash it. You just need to control it. Joshua is getting ready to take on the battle of his life, and he is in the most tense moment before the ultimate battle in a series of battles. He is in the practice of battle. He has made a habit of being in battle, and he sees a man standing before him. So he runs up to him and says, "Are you for us or against us? Friend or foe? Same team or spy?" Joshua ran up to this man, but he actually wasn't a man at all. It was God. We get so caught up in all the constant battles in our lives that we don't always recognize God in the situation. God is with you in the midst of the wilderness. You are not on your own. You don't have to do all of your battles alone. If you'll just give him honor and glory in this place, he will fight your battles for you. Now, Joshua has just taken over leadership over the children of Israel. This is his first test. This is his first chance to prove that he's fit to be a leader. You are a leader. The challenge is that as you lead, you are constantly facing new things. If you're not a leader, then you are a repeater. The great challenge of being a leader is that every day you cannot live as if you have everything down pat, because every day you're facing something new in an unknown area all the time. God is asking Joshua to do something new and uncharted. He wants the children of Israel to let God fight the battle against Jericho. Joshua is not a reserved, passive person who procrastinates. He's an aggressive warrior. He's a relentless, tenacious fighter. And interestingly, the thing that makes him a great leader is also the thing that almost kills him. It's common that your greatest strength can also become your greatest weakness if you find yourself in the wrong place. Joshua is strong and a fighter and headstrong. And perhaps the people are excited by the new leadership because Joshua was a decisive, straight-shooting guy. And Moses at times came across as the guy who had led them all in circles for a long time. Moses was a great leader, and God had hand-selected him. But Moses increasingly became more and more frustrated by his position until finally he found himself venting his frustration from the platform. You cannot lead if your fuel is frustration. It leads to simple, closed-minded leadership. You cannot lead a movement when your emotions are more transparent than your mission. Many times when God starts training you, he starts training you with turmoil. He allows some turmoil into your life so that you can learn from it, critique it, and prepare yourself for even greater turmoil to come. Joshua went up to him and he asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" "Neither," he replied, "but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." Joshua asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" And this man, who is not really a man, replies, "Neither." God says, "I don't take your side. I'm asking you to take my side." In the turmoil, we ask God if he's for us or against us, but God says, "Neither. I'm not your secret weapon, your ace card, your magic fairy dust. I have a plan that will work if you want to be part of that winning plan. It's your choice. But whether you get everything that you want out of this life or whether all of your problems and troubles are resolved before heaven is, in most cases, irrelevant. Some of the things in your life are merely the consequences of some of your choices." What did Joshua do when he realized that his place of crisis was also holy ground? He worshiped. When you make a church in the place of your crisis, you become a conqueror. What God instructed Joshua to do seemed ludicrous. He didn't instruct him to rally and to attack, to devise a better strategy, to concoct a display of power that would show the world the true power of God. They didn't do any of that. And if they would have, they would have trampled on God's plan. God says, I have a better plan. It will not make sense, but I just need you to walk around the walls of Jericho for a week. It's my plan. And my plans only make sense after you see their fulfillment. A more modern illustration of this happened when John Patton was a missionary in the New Hebrides Islands. One night, hostile natives surrounded the mission station, intent on burning out the Pattons and killing them. Patton and his wife prayed during that terror-filled night that God would deliver them. When daylight came, they were amazed to see their attackers leave. A year later, the chief of the tribe was converted to Christ. Remembering what had happened, Patton asked the chief what had kept him from burning down the house and killing them. The chief replied in surprise, "Well, who were all those men with you there?" Patton knew no men were present, but the chief said he was afraid to attack because he had seen hundreds of big men in shining garments with drawn swords circling the mission station. Whatever battles you are facing right now, you do not have to fight them alone. You have a God with a bigger and better plan. Let us all take assurance in that truth today.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Roy, for sharing that thoughtful message.
And friends, thank you for watching Wake Up with Hope. If you'd like to learn more about us or share us with friends, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And don't forget to tune in tomorrow at the same time. We'll have a special morning devotion by Pastor Mark Finley and much more you don't want to miss. If you enjoyed our devotional thought today, please visit hope.study for your free Bible study guides.
It's now time for our daily Bible promise. Today's Bible promise says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me." And this can be found in the heart of Psalms 23, verse 4. You know, friend, no matter what dark valley you're facing, take heart. God has promised to be with you. Take some time to spend in His Word and remember that every single promise is for you. He is with you and He will not leave you. It is a promise.
Amen. Friends, we enjoyed our time together today and we can't wait to see you tomorrow.
Amen. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, today, Lord, we recognize our need of you. We're like sheep in need of a shepherd, and you're the good shepherd. So, Lord, we're going to turn towards you. We can trust you. You're going to guide us. You're going to protect us. You'll provide us with everything we need. How good it is, Lord, to know that we can face our day with you by our side. Better yet, with you dwelling within, as you give us strength and courage and hope to face all things with you. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.